From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, August 7, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that the town of Catskill is seeking state funding to resolve infrastructure issues at Ricky Kramer Memorial Field, the baseball diamond located in Jefferson Heights. An application requesting $35,000 in support was submitted last week to the State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation. The intention is to make drainage improvements for surface water problems at the field. A representative of Delaware Engineering told the board a steep embankment to the northwest of the field generates groundwater seepage onto the field, making the new drainage system necessary. Other improvements slated for the town-owned recreational facility would include the addition of fencing and lighting, the creation of a permanent parking area, and an improved playground and recreational area. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Kenneth C. Crow is reporting in the Times Union that a 52-year-old man was reported fighting for his life after being pulled from Oakdale Lake in Hudson on Thursday, August the 6th. The man went into the lake in an attempt to retrieve a soccer ball kicked into a non-swimming area of the lake, city police said. The unidentified man went into the lake tethered by a rope and was lost when someone either lost their grip on the rope or he slipped out of the knot. He went under in a portion of the lake that is 12 to 15 feet deep. It took members of the Hudson Fire Department, Hudson Police Department, and the Greenport Rescue Dive Team 26 minutes to find the man in the murky water and pull him out. He was taken to Columbia Memorial Hospital where, according to police, quote, he is fighting for his life, end quote. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Now here's Andrea Sears reporting on renewables that may soon be ready to replace nuclear power.
New York State could soon be generating enough renewable energy to replace the nuclear power produced at the 40-year-old Indian Point Energy Center. This week, Governor Cuomo celebrated the topping off of construction of Solar City, a factory in Buffalo expected to make enough solar panels each year to produce 1,000 megawatts of power. Tim Judson, who heads the Nuclear Information and Resource Service, says Solar City could be a game changer.
This factory in Buffalo is going to produce enough solar panels to equal half of Indian Point every year, which is the largest solar factory probably in the world at this point.
A study done 3 years ago found that improved energy efficiency and renewable energy sources could replace Indian Point by 2022. Judson says with the state ramping up its renewable energy programs, that time could come even sooner. Entergy, the company that owns Indian Point, points out that nuclear power is clean energy, and the plant employs about 1,000 full-time workers. Entergy has asked the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to extend the plant's expiring operating licenses for another 20 years. But opponents say it isn't needed. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio recently announced that the city, which uses power equivalent to one quarter of the plant's output, will get all its energy from renewable sources within a few years. Judson adds the New York City Council is poised to pass a resolution opposing the license extensions.
And so by New York City government shifting to renewable energy, this is a great first step to ensuring that Indian Point will close and that it will be replaced with truly clean energy sources.
Opponents of nuclear power are calling the EPA's Clean Power Plan released on Monday a victory because it removed a provision that would have allowed states to count existing nuclear power plants toward their clean energy goals. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
Julia Reichel in the Watershed Post reports that Department of Environmental Conservation Officer Anthony Glorioso rescued a bear cub stuck up a tree in the town of Windham on August the 3rd. Glorioso borrowed a local construction company's boom crane to get up 65 feet where the bear was wedged in the tree. The officer used a chainsaw to free the bear and bring it back to earth. You can read that full story in the Watershed Prose. Finally, Cranes New York reports that the state has added sewage spills to its alert system. Dan Shapley, Water Quality Program Manager for Riverkeeper, an activist group that works to protect the Hudson River, said, and I quote, "These alerts give the public an opportunity to protect themselves from exposure when there's a sewage spill. But just as important, the alerts really raise awareness of the decaying state of our water treatment infrastructure and the need to make significant investments," end quote. Albany passed the Sewage Right to Know law in 2012 and was supposed to be implemented in 2013. Now the Department of Environmental Conservation is acting, requiring plant operators to report discharges of untreated and partially treated sewage from public sewers and treatment systems to the DEC within 2 hours of discovery and to notify the public and adjoining municipalities within 4 hours. Environmental activists of New York said sewer overflows discharge about 1.2 billion gallons of raw sewage into the Hudson River in the Albany area annually. On July the 12th, 7,700 gallons of raw sewage spilled into the Coxsackie Creek in Greene County from the Village of Coxsackie Wastewater Treatment Plant. You can read that full story in Cranes, New York. And now for the weekend weather. The National Weather Service is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with the temperature high near 82 degrees. For Friday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 58. The forecast for the next 3 days, well, on Saturday, will be mostly sunny with the temperature high near 82 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 59. On Sunday, a slight chance of showers in the afternoon, but mostly sunny with a high near 84 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 60. And for back to work Monday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 82 degrees. Monday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 64. Sunrise today was at 5:55 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:07 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 12 minutes of daylight. That's 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 7th day of August, 2015. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.